Therapy Notes is the highest rated EHR, practice management, and billing software for mental health professionals. Its all-in-one platform is designed to streamline all aspects of your practice, from connecting with clients via secure messages to scheduling, notes, billing, and more. You can trust Therapy Notes has you covered. And one of the best parts? 24/7 customer service with a live person. It's beyond easy to get help over the phone or by email at any time of day from their knowledgeable and friendly representatives. The best time to give Therapy Notes a try is now. Sign up for your free trial by going to therapynotes.com, clicking Start My Free Trial, and accessing your first 2 months free with the promo code CHAT. See why Therapy Notes is the most trusted EHR for behavioral health professionals today. Therapy Chat Podcast, episode 486.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC.
Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and this week we are going to be revisiting the topic of psilocybin. That's magic mushrooms to you and me. My guests today are Dr. Leah Linder and Pam Conboy. Dr. Leah Linder is a naturopathic doctor, and she and Pam together created Cetas Seminary, which is a church that is created for the practice of medicine healing. Cetas Seminary is a non-denominational holistic church intent on elevating whole health and spiritual connection. And Pam and Leah are both reverends. Leah, a naturopathic physician, botanical and nutrition-focused practitioner with deep expertise in natural supplement formulation and manufacture, and a master gardener, is a spiritual shaman and ordained minister. And Pam, trained as a clinical laboratorian, is a doctoral student in naturopathic medicine who's versed in shamanic and native healing practices and has spent her professional years educating practitioners about nutritional supplementation. Pam is a lifelong spiritual seeker and also an ordained minister, as I said. And they are going to talk about microdosing and macrodosing psilocybin and the direction that these medicines are going and how people can use them legally and ethically in ceremony with intentional spiritual practice. So I hope you will find this conversation interesting and informative. Very fortunate that Leah and Pam are also coming to speak with Trauma Therapist Network members later this month. Speaking of which, TTN will be opening registration for new members this June. And if you are not already on the waiting list and you want to join TTN, go to the link in the show notes and add your name to the waiting list. You'll then receive an email when registration opens, and there will be a link, a discount code to save on your first month. So don't miss that. If you're listening to this later when registration is no longer open, you can still add your name to the waiting list. And next time it is open, same thing, we'll send you a discount code with a registration link when registration opens again. Thanks so much for listening to Therapy Chat. Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and today I'm very excited to be speaking with Dr. Leah Linder and Pam Conboy. Leah and Pam, thank you so much for being my guests on Therapy Chat today.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm happy too. I met Pam last year at the Integrative Medicine for Mental Health Conference, and we had booths near each other and had a really interesting conversation about your work. And I didn't get to meet Leah until now, but really excited to talk to you both about psilocybin, its potential uses in so many healing ways, and microdosing and macrodosing and ceremony, and how you are helping educate people about that and helping people with those practices. So before we get into it, though, can you each take a moment and just tell our audience a little more about your background and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you just introduced me, my name is Leah Linder. I'm a naturopathic physician, also reverend and co-founder of Seta Seminary. And so I participate really in the services, the support, the practices of bringing functional medicine into people's well-being, because we like to say that integration is 90% of what actually going on journey is. It's the diet, it's the lifestyle, it's the community, it's the love, it's the self-reflective practices. And so I facilitate a lot of that. I also have my own private practice and also consult for several health and wellness companies as far as providing them with educational support, formulations, and clinical writing as well. So I have a lot of ties in the natural health, integrative health space, but this is my passion.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And I'm Pam Conboy. I'm a biologist by background, clinical laboratorian by training. I've done a few other training programs. I'm trying to struggle through a doctoral program in naturopathic medicine. Not that I'll be a practitioner. It's something I thought about years ago, and I can't believe I'm still working on it, but I've worked most of my career, however, in medical marketing, from IVD in vitro diagnostics, because I began in a lab, all the way through natural supplements. And that's how Lee and I met, at a professional nutraceutical company here in Reno. And we can give you the origin story for sure. But my role is I built the business and its sister business and run all of the operations and service and logistics, the business aspect of both of these entities, both the church and the manufacturing company.
Yeah. So you just mentioned a church. So what is Seta Seminary? Can you explain that to give us a place to begin?
Yeah, so maybe Leah can start with, because it was really, this whole enterprise came from lunch.
You know, the power of a good lunch and ketchup is so very beautiful. So
connecting over food is my favorite.
So yummy. So Pam, like Pam said, we used to work together in the professional nutraceutical space, which is a supplement space for professionals. And so we, you know, knew each other. Pam was on the marketing side. I was on the clinical education side. But what Seta Seminary came from, we call it the Church of Spiritual Integration, because there is the aspect of having journey, of having access to these medicines, but then all of the other things that we do in our lives, it makes so much of a difference on how we incorporate, how we integrate these things into our day-to-day life that makes an actual significant difference. So it is how we approach nutrition, how we approach our spiritual connection, how we approach our community connection, how we incorporate lifestyle things. And so the reason for building a church, and I'll pass this over to Pam too, was a logistical thing, but really we wanted to align a community in recognizing that what we do in our day-to-day practices actually makes the most significant difference in how our bodies respond to this overall world. So I'll pass it over to Pam so that she can talk more about why a church, and then I can talk more about like what we do as a church.
So just to back up, you know, this whole idea of lunch is we're catching up. Hadn't seen each other in a few years. And Leah was describing to me how she had patients that were more and more interested in microdosing. And I'm thinking, microdosing what? So it happened to be psilocybin. And she was having great responses with her own patients, not sourcing the medicine, the psilocybin for them, but helping them understand different strains and what a micro versus macro dose is, and then also offering support with other organic botanicals and functional mushrooms and whatnot, depending on what their goal was for the microdosing. So, Leah, how's that going? Oh my God, it's amazing. So she's having people that are really getting a hold of all kinds of things like addiction and processing trauma and depression and, you know, ADHD and the whole nine yards. And wow, okay, I knew there was some research, but I had no idea there was, you know, 15 years of really rich research. And virtually every academic institution worth the salt in the U.S. has a psychedelic lab. So, okay. Well, how can we do this? Because clearly it's still Schedule One drug, right? But I was aware of the ayahuasca churches. So that kind of put me on the path of, what about a church? I know that sounds a little wacky, but, you know, there are people operating in this space pretty openly as churches. So it comes to, I come to find out that in 1993, the feds passed this Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It is a federal law, and it was really intended to give safe harbor to indigenous peoples that had been using plant medicines, entheogens, for hundreds and thousands of years in sincere spiritual practice. So that's what that law actually describes, that people that are using these plant medicines in sincere spiritual practice, so not defining what the medicine is, not defining what the religious or spiritual practice is, but if you're doing it in this way, that's protected use. And the protected use spans the country. So even though each state has its own attitude about religious practice and religious tolerance, and there's a lot of states that are working towards decriminalization, a few have achieved that, Oregon and Colorado, and we can go into those, how they've done that if you'd like at some point. But ultimately, if we behave as a church, and we are a church, we're a 501(c) religious organization recognized by the federal government, and we do hold services, we do this twice a month, it's all educational, it's all free of charge for our community and anyone who wants to participate, we are doing things in sincere spiritual practice. So this is our open door to operate. We do things very, very cautiously. We work with both microdosing in pairings, like Leah was doing in her private practice previously. And she's had formulations background, so it was just a real natural transition. And we've been able to, so everything that we source is organic, it's third-party tested, it's clean, we know the potency, the purity, the everything's. And we actually found a very, very well-regarded long-term contract manufacturer that's been in the business in professional nutraceuticals for like 60 years, as a small nutritional supplement lab, still FDA certified, that's doing all of our manufacturing for us. So this is very, very premium quality. And we've been in operation now for just over a year.
And just to add a little bit onto that too, you know, I mean, I don't want to talk too much more about the origin story, but what happened is that I had all of these patients that were coming to me of like, you know, I'd listened to this podcast, I watched this documentary, mm-hmm. I read this article, I was at this conference, and, you know, there was so much momentum to it and the research was there. And it, coming, you know, having this conversation with Pam, coming from this perspective of being in the professional supplement space, being in that nutraceutical space, of how do we do it in a safe realm? Because everybody that I had as a patient was coming to me with their little baggie that they got from God knows where. Right. And so I wanted to know the strain. I wanted to know the potency. I wanted to know if it was tested for mycotoxins, heavy metals. What were the tertiary alkaloids? There was so much, especially coming from a formulations background, I wanted to know these things so that I could offer them in a safe space to my patients. Right. And that just wasn't there. But because Pam and I had both come from this space, we knew the things that we needed to do as far as sourcing organic ingredients, making sure that they were manufactured in a GMP FDA certified facility, making sure that we did third party testing, that we have the C of A's, like all of these things that, like, when you look on the internet, none of that is available. Like, yeah, you can get your gummy. Yeah, you can get your, you know, your microdosing at some, you know, church somewhere else that is just, I have a great story about that. But like, there's a lot of other places that you can access these things. But we wanted to come at it from an integrity perspective of, like, if I was going to offer this to my patients and to our church members before the church was, you know, formulated, I wanted to make sure that this was something that, like, I could condone. So I think that that's a huge part about why we came together, is that we knew the rigorous, like, aspect that needed to go into formulation to be able to offer this, like, with a clean heart.
Yeah, the conversation about psychedelics is everywhere. And the how do you actually do it safely and ethically and with integrity? That part's more of a mystery. I mean, because it seems like it's really the Wild West out there, that there's just so many, you know, different ways, different entry points that people can access these medicines. And I think we have to be wise about what we put into our bodies. And, you know, the whole argument for legalization of any illicit substances is about being able to protect people from what could be added, or, you know, the unknowns of what they're getting. Are they even getting what they think they're getting, you know? So I really appreciate that aspect, the safety, the, you know, quality control that you're speaking about. And the other piece of it is, I think one of the reasons that I want to talk about psychedelics here on Therapy Chat is because there's a lot of discussion about it, about psychedelics out there, that's kind of like disembodied, where it's just like, yeah, you know, everybody's microdosing, you know, it's just like sort of like not, the intention doesn't necessarily seem to be a focus, and the integrity of the practice and the spiritual experience doesn't necessarily seem to be the focus. It's more like, oftentimes people are talking about it like optimal performance, but it's still kind of like, how do you know what you're doing? And as a trauma therapist, I'm always cautious and sensitive about what can come up for people when the, you know, intention set and setting isn't necessarily being done in a respectful way and in a integrative and integral way.
So there are a bunch of avenues, you know, underground will always exist. There are folks that are making and selling gummies openly online, which kind of takes my breath away, because they're not even trying to present it as a legal practice. And even the states that have legalized, they really struggle with how to bring this powerful medicine to people in, as you mentioned, a responsible way where durable change can be really integrated. And in Oregon, they decided to go against the medical kind of pathway. And there are some good reasons for that. You don't necessarily want to have somebody that has a mental health diagnosis to be able to have access to these medicines.
Yeah.
But you get some unintended consequences as well. So anytime bureaucracies get involved with anything, there are many layers and they're expensive. And the way they have it set up is that access to legal mushrooms, and this is it's they do both mushrooms and small molecules. So we really are big proponents of organic whole mushrooms. There's a lot of other additional benefits besides just a small molecule. The folks that are doing small molecule research, though, God bless them, because, you know, we're getting more information about mechanisms and how it can treat or help treat other sort of disorders and chronic disease. But they do that for a reason, right? Because they can tag their molecule and patent it and use that as a drug when the time comes. But in going back to Oregon, you know, the cost is really prohibitive for most people. So they'll have someone come to a facility and have a sitter for just a microdose. So just to set definitions, a microdose is non-psychedelic dosage. So it's typically between 50 and 500 on the far end milligrams of whole mushroom. So there is no reason at all that if you're taking a microdose that anyone needs to sit with you. I mean, accepting the medicine in as a sort of a mindful way will always get you more benefit, but to pay, they charge like $795 is the lowest cost I saw for sitting with a microdose. I mean, that's just not, it's not financially
one microdose.
A microdose, yes. So and you have to sit with someone for three or 4 hours. That's just not practical. It's not practical. So, you know, but the first people to do something kind of out of the box, they tried their best. Maybe they'll, you know, adjust that a little. In Colorado, they're integrating a little bit more of the medical model, because in Oregon, the therapeutic support is not tied to getting the medicine at all, because they went down a non-therapeutic route. Colorado is trying to split the difference. So what I'm saying is that even in the states that have decriminalized and are trying to make these powerful medicines available, there's a lot of clunkiness, and it's really works against accessibility. So from our perspective, if we're doing things properly in the manufacturing, the sourcing, the manufacturing, the preparation, giving people as much education as they'd like to have, but at least the basics of how these things work, how they can be integrated into your life, what other practices are available to keep that neuroplasticity going, right? Because your brain kind of want to fly back. If you're doing all of those practices sincerely and are supporting folks, and then you're building a community that they can support each other to use these medicines in very responsible ways, I think that's the optimal way. And we can keep, well, we don't charge for anything. We're a church, but, you know, we do request donations for anything to do with the psilocybin, because it's been a very expensive undertaking to do this properly. But granted, I'm biased. We're biased. The results show for themselves. And it really brings access to people that really benefit, either in micro or macro. And we can talk about cases down the line too, but perhaps just a real short overview of mechanisms might be in order. What do you think, Leah?
Yeah, I think that's super valuable. Laura, do you agree?
Yeah, definitely. But I have a quick question first.
Yep.
When you said the small molecule, I wasn't sure what you meant by that. Can you just,
yep.
So I sometimes get stuck on, I'm like, wait, but what's.
Pharmaceutical companies will isolate active molecules. So the active ingredient, they want to isolate it, and then they will change just a little bit of the molecule in some way. So it's their molecule. It's their patented molecule. So, but, you know, clinical studies, super, super, super expensive. So they need to have an exit ramp, right, where they can actually make some money. And if they have a patented molecule, then they can make up all of that research money if the drug's a success. But it takes away all of the beautiful indigenous properties of an organic mushroom, which Leah will talk about in the mechanism part of it. You're going to benefit more, just like whole foods, right? Eating things under the ground is a whole lot better than a can of peas.
Right, or like a pill that gives thing that is in the peas.
Yeah, well, and to just tandem off of that, you know, the pharmaceutical industry was built off of plant medicine and the bioactive compounds that come from plant medicine. And so what I like to think about is like the wisdom of the whole mushroom really lies in not only the psilocybin content, right? Is the entourage effect of the bioactive compounds, the beta-glucans, the terpenes, the alkaloids, right? That synergize to support the body, mind, and spirit. So nature innately is designed to be a complete medicine, right? We're just beginning to remember how to listen to this medicine, that it is the whole plant, right? So like if you eat like a piece of broccoli, right? Like, yes, you're getting all of those wonderful nutrients that are in the, like the active compounds that are going to support your liver, that are going to support your endocrine system, that are going to support your hormonal system, but you're also getting the fiber that's going to nourish your gut microbiota. Right. So if we think about that from a neuroplastic state of like how we're affecting our brain chemicals, is that, you know, these mushrooms offer fresh soil. Right. So it's not just about what you're choosing, but how you grow in it. And there's lots of different mechanisms of action that we can talk about. And I don't know if this is the appropriate time to kind of like go into like the main mechanisms of action of how these medicines work. But it's not about, yes, the singular chemical can affect our body. It's just like taking a hypertensive medication, right? It's going to trigger a like one neurochemical, it's going to trigger one receptor. It's like, that's how clinical research works. That's how they get funding for it, is to say like, hey, I have a mechanisms of action that works, but our bodies have evolved to be ecosystems, right? So it's not just like one trigger that makes the difference. It is the ecosystem of how we affect this system versus addressing the system. Or excuse me, the symptom. And I always trick up on that. I have dyslexia, so like just here to say.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
But I think that it's so important to address the person as a whole, because from a very early age, we learned the song, right? The knee bones connected to the, right? Like we are a whole unit. We are not just our ear, nose, and throat. We are not just our cardiovascular system. We are not just our skeletal system. We are a whole unit. And I think that just as much as, you know, the marijuana like revolution came to be, and noticing that we have all of these cannabinoids that are associated all over our entire bodies, noticing that like we co-created, that we evolved with these nutrients, psilocybin is the same thing. And there is the like quote unquote stoned ape theory that recognizes that all of these nutrients that come from fungi are part of our DNA of how we evolved, right? Like, and I'm getting a little bit of off topic. So like, I can absolutely talk about like how psilocybin affects the brain, but I think that it's important to recognize that like, we're not a part of these plant medicines. Like we've co-evolved with them. So do you think that it's valuable for me to kind of talk about how they affect our brain, or go a little bit more into how we've co-evolved with them?
Have you ever had those days where everything just feels harder than usual? I've definitely had my fair share, and I totally get how frustrating it can be. Sometimes it's not just stress or lack of sleep. It could be hormones at play. That's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life. After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. Hormone harmony is an herbal formula that fine-tunes the hormonal system. We often think we need big lifestyle changes to feel better, but in reality, small habits like taking Hormone Harmony every day can have a huge impact on how we feel. Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code CHAT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CHAT for 15% off today. Today's episode is sponsored by Psychotherapy Networker and PESI. If you're a therapist, be sure to check out the partner page, which is linked in the show notes, where you can get discounted trainings with previous Therapy Chat guests like Courtney Armstrong, Dr. Leslie Korn, Dr. Ariel Schwartz, Dr. Tammy Nelson, Dr. Janina Fisher, Rebecca Case, Dr. Peter Levine, Dr. Lindsay Gibson, Deb Dana, Lori Gottlieb, and many others. You'll find the link in the show notes to my partner page with PESI and Psychotherapy Networker, where you can find all these discounted training. If you need CEs, this is a great place to go. Therapy Notes is consistently transforming the way therapists manage their practices with continuous updates designed to save money and improve efficiency. Their latest game changer, Therapy Fuel, a powerful and fully integrated suite of AI tools that streamline documentation so you can focus more on your clients. With AI features that help by generating progress notes from summaries or transcriptions, creating contact notes directly from clients' secure messages, and automated summaries of client history forms, Therapy Notes users are already reporting hours of saved time and energy. Some other recent feature improvements include automated recurring client payments, electronic secondary insurance billing, and their constantly expanding library of outcome measures. The best time to give Therapy Notes a try is now. Sign up for your free trial by going to therapynotes.com, clicking Start My Free Trial, and accessing your first 2 months free with the promo code CHAT. See why Therapy Notes is the most trusted EHR for behavioral health professionals today. Well, the co-evolving piece is very interesting, I think. And here's where I'm thinking right now. I've interviewed someone, Jahan Semsedeh, I think I pronounced his last name correctly, who told me that I think it was like there's something like 190 some different types of psilocybin, and, you know, just kind of like helping me and our listeners understand that this is ancient experience. And so I would love for you to talk about how we co-evolved, but I'm also thinking, before talking about what it does in the brain, I want to name that I've been reading some newsletters and stuff, and it seems like one of the newsletters I get about psychedelics in general gives kind of like a rundown of all the most recent studies. It'll be like once a week, they'll have this long list of all these studies and all the benefits, and it's just mind-blowing all of the different benefits that they're finding with mushrooms and with psilocybin that are, you know, for end of life, for diabetes, for stroke, for, you know, cognitive repair or cognition in general. I can't even begin to name the number of different benefits that I've read about. And so I would love for you to kind of give a little overview of that too. So maybe a tall order to answer that long rambling piece there.
Well, and not at all. I think that it comes from the fact that we have this huge psychedelic renaissance. Right, that we're recognizing that not only have we co-evolved with these plant medicines, but they're here for a reason, right? So there are studies about end-of-life care. There's studies about stroke. There's studies about diabetes and metabolic disease. There's studies that are now coming to the forefront about recognizing that they can be useful characteristics of how we incorporate plant medicine into our lives for so many different aspects, right? So traditionally, and I say traditionally within the last like 15 years, the use of psychedelics have in research has been about trauma, has been about depression, has been about anxiety, has been about PTSD. But the reality is that if we go into the mechanisms of action, there's so many different aspects that we can actually study that could gain benefit from those same perspectives. So I guess I'll ask you that question because, like, this is so broad. Like, there's so many different ways that we can go with the question that you just, like, asked. Is like, what do you want to know? Because if we can talk about the mechanisms of action, but, like, there's so much potential for change.
So maybe I can suggest, because I have a simpler mind than Leah does. So I think that there are just a couple, and there are lots of other mechanisms, especially if you're using whole mushrooms. But from my perspective, there are just a couple of big ones that really do the big shifting in attitude, mood, mind, memory kind of thing, right? So you, with the mushrooms, psilocybin increases brain-derived neurotropic factor. So we have a lot of that when we're a child, and then another big dose when we're in our teen years, but then it wanes, right? So the brain-derived BDNF, brain-derived neurotropic factor, actually spurs growth of new neurons and new connections, new dendrites with your existing neurons. So that's allowing for new pathways to sprout up, new ways of interpreting things because you're traveling a different pathway. So it's, you're actually growing your brain, which is kind of mind-boggling, right? From a mushroom. The other thing is that the whole mushrooms in particular, they reduce neuroinflammation, inflammation in the body overall and neuroinflammation specifically. So we now know that inflammation is associated with all manner of chronic disease and mental health conditions also. So you're really getting at root cause there. And the other thing, of course, is neurotransmitter balance, right? So it affects not just serotonin pathways, but also dopamine and glutamate. So you are actually rebalancing all the chemical cocktail in your brain. So it taps not only the 2A receptor, right, which is the one that SSRIs or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors work on to increase serotonin in the brain. Also the 1A, and that is the one that is more associated with having these mystical experiences. So that's more, you know, these big shifts, these, oh my God, I'm connected to the world. Your default mode network kind of quiets down. And you become who you are, right? Connected to God, the universe, or whatever. So, yeah, and those are just a small handful. Those are the ones that I always are my kind of simple go-to when I'm explaining why these medicines work so well. But it's doing some root cause rebuilding of your whole cognitive neuro connection, the pathways. So you're able then to see things in a different light, process things differently. Whereas, you know, you might be really burdened by your trauma. It'll still exist after using these medicines, but it doesn't own you anymore. You can see it.
Yeah. And the way that I like to summarize that is that it lets you see, it lets you address, and it lets you regrow a different pathway. Right. So it gives you an opportunity to calm down what has happened, right? Both from a mental and physiological perspective, but then it also, like, promotes this ability to see it in a different way. And then it creates this kind of like sparkle party around, and that's a technical term, but it creates a sparkle party around, like, what is this new evolution? Like, what do I want to see? What do I want to build? What do I want to give? How can I view this in a different way? It gives you the nourishment to view yourself in a different way. So it stimulates those neurotransmitters that are associated with contentment, with sensory perception, with dissolution of ego, with emotional processing and spiritual insight, also that feeling of love and connection, right? So oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin are like the big hitters of what it is like to participate in psilocybin. But it's not just about that. It's about what you do with it. So earlier you and I talked on conversation just about like what the journey is versus what you do with it afterwards. And I think that that's so, so integral into creating sustainable change within a person.
And Lee is referring to in that particular final comment, macro experience. So that's definitely a psychedelic experience. But microdosing has, of course, the same mechanisms. It's just a whisper. So it is progressive fine-tuning and growth and evolution over time. So, things like doing journaling when you're microdosing to really kind of pay attention to those subtle shifts is super helpful, because oftentimes the person that lives with you notices the difference when you're doing, a microdosing regimen before you do. So having, integrating some other supportive practices, whatever works for you, whether it's meditation or Leah likes the cold therapy. I like the hot box. People have different preferences for how they can stay in a meditative growth mindset. And with microdosing, it's particularly important to pay close attention. With a big macrodose event, you can't miss it. Microdosing, it's possible to sort of not really pay attention. So being very engaged is really vital to the benefits.
So with that description, would you be able to say, like, when people are considering microdosing, it would be for what? Like, what would be the benefits that people would expect to have from microdosing?
So many.
What are you going to talk about? So the benefits of microdosing, I would say, like, overall, like, big umbrella is reorienting to your status quo. Like, do you feel the need to shift out of what you've been doing, how you've been orienting, what roles you play? I mean, there's so many that can come from it, because when you're in that neuroplastic state, you basically get an opportunity to reorient to the day-to-day, to your story, to your mental, like, orientation of, like, your thought pattern. Like, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is how I show up. And so it's kind of an endless opportunity to give yourself permission to do something different. So it's not to say that there's one time or place to do this. What I can say is that from my personal experience, people come to us from all walks of life. Very high functioning executives, ER docs, physicians, practitioners, to all the way of like, I, not even all the way to, but like also like mothers and, you're saying stay at home moms, is like another big perspective of that, to academics, to like people that are still in school, to, I mean, like the spectrum is super full. But I think that the way to answer that is, are you calling in a shift to yourself, right? Have you had that moment that says, like, something's not right, I want to shift? And when you have that moment, that's a really great opportunity to bring in mushroom medicine into your life, because there is a call to create change. There's a call to create shift. And when that call comes in, that's a great opportunity to form an ally, right? And sometimes the ally can, go ahead, Pam.
Oh, I was just thinking that maybe a couple of examples on the folks that come to us and why they come to us might be illustrative. So with the microdosing, you know, it's this quiet whisper, right? It's very subtle. It allows people also to kind of, people are nervous. A lot of people are nervous to, oh my God, mushrooms, you know, war on drugs. No, I don't do drugs. And, you know, approaching it in a non-psychedelic state first can be reassuring. Make sure their body works with it. But a lot of times it's just this chronic malaise, right? My brain doesn't work as well as it used to. I have this chronic discontent. You know, I'm not sleeping. Something's bothering me. Something's just not right. Just this sort of vague, I'm not very as productive as I used to be. I'm not as creative as I used to be. So, you know, these new pathways and sort of the new brain juice helps kind of shift out of that stuck place. And we have people that just stay on the microdose and they're just really perfectly fine. And then you have other folks that might start with microdose and, oh, I'm seeing a little bit of a shift, but man, I've had a lot of trauma in my life and I really would like to get unstuck. I would like to get out from under it. It's been just clouding my vision for years. Macro is great for that. You will definitely get some clarity. It may not even be what you expect it to be, but it will come if you're open to it. And then others will start with a macro. You know, a lot of times people with chronic trauma, they want to go in and take a, you know, big hammer to this thing that they've been lugging around with them. And then microdosing is a great integration tool for them to keep up that neuroplasticity and keep them on track, because especially with chronic trauma, that, you know, their chunks come off, fly off. And then maybe they come back another 6 months and work on another chunk and do another big macro. So it really depends on the human being. We have quite a few patients, I would say probably 25 or so right now, that are early onset Alzheimer's patients that have been referred by a neurologist that happened to work at Johns Hopkins, was very, very aware of all the research that was ongoing. And, you know, it doesn't fix all their problems, but it definitely adjusts their disposition, their anxiety level, helps a little bit with clarity, according to the reports from the patient and the caregiver. Caregivers are delighted. Oh my God, he's so much happier. He's so much more pleasant, so much more cooperative. The anxiety level in the household has gone down dramatically. So yeah, it kind of depends on the person, their particular circumstances, what they're after, and what they're ready to tackle in their lives. Because, you know, people do get intimidated by the use of this medicine.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. And I know that a lot of your contingent is like wanting to know more. So there's a couple of programs out there that I think that are super valuable. And I'm happy to like share what I have learned, because I have been through a lot of them. So I think there's this hesitancy of like knowing not only like, is this valuable? Like, can I get the research behind it? And then once that is affirmed, how do I participate in this? And then the other aspect is like, how do I come at this from like an educated perspective? And I think that is a lot of what your Patreon is, you know, seeking. So I'm happy to offer some information about that if you guys are, because that was my biggest aspect, like coming from like a doctor perspective, like a physician perspective of like, hey, like, where are these people getting these mushrooms from? Into like, how do I actually address this from a physician perspective? Like how can I safely recommend this? So I know that that's a big question that is out there. So happy to chat about that too.
Yeah. So are you saying like people, you know, now, or are you saying like people can follow up with you about that?
Yeah, I think both things. So in the right now, there's a couple of awesome programs out there. They all have their different flavor. They all have their different perspective on it. I think that the most commonly known one is MAPS. So the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. They offer a training program for licensed clinicians. So I think that that is a great way to go. Fluence is another really great aspect. They offer training that is more continuing education and certification programs for mental health professionals in psychedelic integration. But their focus mostly is on psychedelic, like controlled therapy, like ketamine, psychotherapy, harm reduction, those types of things. So if that's what you're interested in, that's a great, wonderful thing. And then the CIIS, so California Institute of Integral Studies, they do a certificate in psychedelic assisted therapies and research. And this is more so to inform individuals about what is the information out there, what is the research studies, kind of give you that like download information about what is out there and how can I potentially integrate this into my patients. So it's very much geared towards therapists, doctors, clergy about psychedelic assisted therapies and research. So it kind of depends on like what you're going for. If you want to be a trained facilitator, I would say the MAPS version is probably the way to go about that, but their facilitation mechanism, and there's no harm in the way that they do it, but it is very a clinical controlled situation where they're not allowing for kind of like the free range aspect of it. They're very much in that clinical realm of like, you're going to have the eye mask on, you're going to have the earbuds on, you're going to like follow this protocol. And some people do really well in that. And some people need a little bit more of a open air adventure. Maybe is what I'd say.
So those programs, and there are a bunch of others, they're lovely and pretty comprehensive, but they're very expensive. So I'm sure this is probably some of the newsletters that you get. I mean, things like the Psychedelic Medicine Association is fantastic. They do a lot of kind of research roundup type of things. There are innumerable podcasts on these topics also. The Spirit Pharmacist, Dr. Ben Malcolm, great resource on the science. So it's really quite abundant. I mean, even in the back end of our website, we try to keep up with things that are most interesting to our members that would like to know more about what the research says and how, elucidation on the mechanisms. So the information is readily available at little to no cost. And then if you want to embrace this practice, then doing more formal either facilitation or therapist, psychedelic supported therapy, those programs are definitely out there. And some of them are just great.
AKA, there's lots of resources out there. It's kind of picking and choosing your flavor.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for giving some of the, you know, just sort of the like ones that you are aware of. And I know there are so many, and that's part of the problem is like, there's just so much information. It's hard to know what's what really. And I think that's why I feel as a licensed mental health clinician myself, I feel like when I talk about this, I need to be sure to be, like I said, cautious and responsible and respectful in the way I'm bringing the information and not just being like, this is the best thing in the world. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And the enthusiasm is definitely warranted, but you know, we can also get carried away sometimes and just like, oh, and you know, not be aware of all of the considerations to keep in mind. So I'd love to talk with you two again sometime. I know there's so much to talk about. And you are going to be, you mentioned to me that you're both going to be presenting at IMMH this year. So that is another opportunity for people to learn from you and hear from you. But where would you want to point listeners to learn more about what Setas Seminary is doing and maybe get involved?
So the website is the place. So it's Setas, SETAS seminary.org. On the front end, you will see that there's very little information about psilocybin specifically. It's more about how we are set up as a church. So if you want to dig into all the details, just become a member. There's a little become a member tab that will take you maybe a minute to fill out the few questions that we have, and you will get credentials to get into the back end of the website. That's where all of the interesting information is. We talk about the three pairings that we offer, a lot of the science behind it, and we openly speak to psilocybin as our sacrament. I didn't want that on the front end of the site, just I don't want to attract the wrong kind of people, and there's no need for us to be jumping up and down and saying, hey, we're in Reno growing mushrooms. You know, we don't want to do it that way. We don't sell drugs. We don't ever give people a macrodose outside of our ceremony. So safety is, our mantra. And for those who may not know, psilocybin has the best safety profile of all of the psychedelics and for most medications that we take. You know, fortunately, Johns Hopkins alone has published 200 papers on psilocybin. So there are very few contraindications, but we definitely want to make sure that you don't have one if you'd like to experience psilocybin with us in any capacity.
And we also have participated in a lot of understanding of how all of these mushrooms have different personalities. Some of them are more hard hitters. Some of them, you know, like we like to say, are like kind of like the Hulk smashers. Some of them make you go into a torpedo. We have, you know, utilized our understanding of these compounds from a biochemical perspective to make sure that all of the journeys have a lot of uplifting, creative spirit about it, and not making you feel in a heavy hitting zone. So I think that that's also really important, is just to recognize that, again, these things have personalities. So what we offer is something that's very uplifting, very heart opening.
Do you mind, Laura? I mean, you can cut it out. But do you mind if we share that we intend to offer ceremony around IMMH? Not that it's associated with a conference at all, but it's close by.
Yeah, I don't mind.
So IMMH is in San Diego in September this year. That's the Integrative Medicine for Mental Health Conference. And from my experience last year, I had very many people asking me, ooh, where can I experience this? How can I try it? Will you come to Baltimore and do a ceremony? You know, it's right
that
now.
That must have been me that asked you.
right now, it's just Leah and I. So we're still definitely in growth phase. But we have begun to do ceremonies. So that's a macro experience in small groups of six people. The dosage is 2 to 3 grams typically. So you definitely have a psychedelic experience. You're not way off in a different, solar system. We only do that for certain people in certain environment, and you know, it's 2-on-1 for a much higher dose. So the smaller groups were intending to offer that as an option after the close of the IMMH conference. So it would likely be in La Jolla at a very beautiful place that you have a lot of outside space. It's always really helpful for people, I think, to be more connected. And we will only offer it if we have demand. So if any of your listeners intend to go to that conference and they'd like to learn more about those plans, please reach out to us. You can just go on that website. All of the info at or any message that comes through that website comes to me directly. So I will definitely respond to you very quickly.
So just to clarify, it's info at setasseminary.org. SETASSEMINARY.org. So if you have any interest in participating in ceremony and checking it out for yourself in set and setting with trained facilitated practitioners that are also integrating with other mental health professionals within the mental health professional space, this is a great opportunity to do it. and that there's a lot of amenities that are associated with it. I do a guided meditation. I do some breath work. I do some stretching. We go into a full tea ceremony. So there's sacred space that's associated with it. And then we come together after journey in a collective space that we have a collective meal. There's integration that happens in that space as well. And then you also get integration follow-up about a week after as well. So it's kind of like experiencing your own journey, that what you would recommend to your patients, to other people that you interact with, like this is the highest standard of what that actually looks like, so that you can experience it for yourself, so that you feel comfortable recommending it to other individuals in your practice.
Beautiful. Thank you. I always think that whatever we are recommending, we should have had experience with it ourselves. It's just, for me, it's a humility thing. You know, I shouldn't be telling someone, you should try this. And I've never even experienced it. So I don't know what it feels like. You know, there's a lot of trust in that recommendation.
So the, just like any microdosing protocol, you don't take that medicine every day. You take it on a pulsing protocol. The idea is to give your brain all the juice, let the juice settle in, you know. So we won't go into the details, but it is 200 milligrams whole organic mushrooms. And then this is the pairing. This is how Leah started sort of in her own practice, and it's her formulation. So the one that you take every single day is an organic combination, depending on what your goal is, of botanicals and functional mushrooms. You take that every day. That supports the goal of the microdosing. It's really cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. And since you brought that up, thank you for showing that. And I know we have to wrap up, but can't stop talking about this. So I saw from your newsletter that you are offering the functional medicine without the psilocybin formulation separately as well. Is that true?
It is. So those are available. It's not the same company. So the church is one entity. That's our nonprofit. Then we have CETAS Corporation. So CETAS, it's the same, sort of similar, but not the same. Two different corporations. Yeah. CETAS is able to sell the non-psilocybin formulations. So the three non-psilocybin formulations we have with our pairings are now available on Amazon. And we have every intention to continue to introduce new formulations over time. So yes, really encourage that you try that. And sometimes people do that. They prefer to, okay, let me see if these non-psilocybin do anything for me first, and then maybe I'll eke over to the pairing, and then maybe someday I'll do a big journey. You know, sometimes it's that kind of progression, but it
I
is.
I think so.
Yeah. We would love you to try it on Amazon. Just look up CETAS, CETAS Corporation. The formulations are Harmony. They are Intention and Seeker.
Seeker,
Intention, and Harmony are the three formulations. And we are just got on there. So we're also allowing for folks to be affiliates with either the church or the Amazon offering. So if any practitioner tries it out, thinks it's great, would like to become an affiliate, it's just your standard, you know, 15% that you get for introducing us to people that we wouldn't otherwise know.
All right. Very good to know. Well, I mean, there is an undeniable fascination right now with mushrooms, you know, functional mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms, fungi, mycelial networks. Everybody's talking about it. So I'm really glad that I got to talk with you here today about this, and that you are doing what you're doing and bringing safe and ethical and responsible experiences to people. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, Leah and Pam, for being here with me on Therapy Chat today.
Thank you
so
very much
for having us.
Therapy Notes is the highest rated EHR, practice management, and billing software for mental health professionals. Its all-in-one platform is designed to streamline all aspects of your practice, from connecting with clients via secure messages to scheduling, notes, billing, and more. You can trust Therapy Notes has you covered. And one of the best parts? 24/7 customer service with a live person. It's beyond easy to get help over the phone or by email at any time of day from their knowledgeable and friendly representatives. The best time to give Therapy Notes a try is now. Sign up for your free trial by going to therapynotes.com, clicking Start My Free Trial, and accessing your first 2 months free with the promo code CHAT. See why Therapy Notes is the most trusted EHR for behavioral health professionals today.
Thank you for listening to Therapy Chat with your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more information, please visit therapychatpodcast.com.